When you want to talk about the weather, when you want to talk about the moon, when you want to talk about all kinds of things, space, well, you can always come talk to me. But the best person to have in the room is meteorologist Jody Kodesh, who is my special guest today with John Out on Vacation. Good morning, Jody.
It. Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. I love talking to you about things like this because I'm fascinated with space.
Yes.
You know, I talked about this earlier when my husband was a guest host. You know, I'm terrified of heights, bridges, you know, looking over the edge of like a 20-story building would make me want to vomit. Right?
We're twins.
However, I'm not afraid to fly.
You're not?
And I would get into a rocket to go to space.
See, I'm the opposite. I am petrified to fly. I couldn't get in a rocket. I just want to tell you when it's going to launch.
Okay.
I'll tell you everything about the sky. Don't put me in it, girlfriend.
And I'm fascinated with the stars and the planets and everything about our universe. And I know you are, too.
Yes.
And we have something tonight called the Sturgeon Moon.
Yes, the Sturgeon Moon. It's a full moon. It's happening tonight. And there's so many things associated with it that are kind of special.
Okay.
So we have to go out and see it tonight.
Yes.
So when the sun sets, at any point once it's dark tonight, go out and find the moon. It's going to look exceptionally big.
Okay.
It's going to look big. That's not a supermoon. You've probably heard that term before.
Yes.
This is not a supermoon. A supermoon is when it's like closer to us and it looks bigger. This one's different. It's just so low on the horizon that it's going to look bigger. It's going to look closer to us because we're going to be able to see it through like the branches of trees.
Sure.
And so because it's lower, it's just going to appear huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's called the Sturgeon Moon. Why?
It's called the Sturgeon Moon because the Native Americans named it that after the fish, the sturgeon fish that was abundant during this time of the year. And that's what they hunted.
Okay. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Now, I know what you're talking about, how that it plays tricks with us, right?
Yes.
With our eyes, because I live up in Crest, and when I'm going home, the last 3.5 miles are up the grade,
right?
And there are times that it's been a full moon, and I see that moon on the grade, and it looks ginormous,
exactly.
And I'm like, holy cow! And then I get up to my house, and it's just a normal moon,
right? Right.
And it's all just because of where it sits on the horizon.
Yes, it's going to do that tonight. And so you can, what I tell people to do when it's like this is actually go out and find one of those trees that has a bunch of branches, look at the moon through the branches and snap that photo.
Okay.
Because it's going to look incredible. It's the silhouette that's made from the branches up against the moon that makes it look so big. We call it a moon illusion. It really is a moon illusion when you see it this low on the horizon.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm definitely taking that picture and doing that tonight.
It's going to be beautiful.
I love it. The Sturgeon Moon. Yay!
Yes!